96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
The following is an Auburn Network production. Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
We are live here on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama, as your Auburn High Tigers are back in action in area play as they welcome in the Panthers of Smith Station. Hello, everybody. Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, and we got a good one for you tonight. It's Auburn and Smith Station. Girls up first. The boys are to follow. It's a cat fight between the Tigers and between the Panthers. Starting with this girls' team, the last time we saw them was last Friday night. We were on the road at Central Phoenix City where the Tigers took on the Red Devils, and it was a win for Auburn High, 67-55. And remember, that game was tied going into the half, and it was Auburn High who came out just on fire in that second half, thanks to players like Braylee Winfrey, Brooke Hallman, and even Daly Alsobrook, who knocked out big-time shots. And this Auburn team, who struggled early in that game, they were out of rhythm. Central's full-court press really had them just not in a flow, not doing the thing that they like to do, which is force turnovers, get out and run, and knock down big-time threes. They couldn't do that in the first half against Central on Friday night, but they were able to do it in the second half. And once they started playing Auburn High basketball, there is nobody in this state, I believe, that can take them down on any court here in the state. So Auburn wins 67-55 in that game over Central. You come into tonight into the second area game of the year. This Auburn High team, 17-5 overall, 1-0 in area play, thanks to that win over Central Phoenix City. You look at Smith Station, the Panthers, who are coming in 9-5 overall. They also are 1-0 in area play. They beat Opelika 49-41. That game was in Smith Station just a few nights ago. So this girls Panthers team coming in with a win under their belt. Two teams who are undefeated so far early in area play, they go to battle here tonight on the campus of Auburn High School. When we come back, we'll tell you more about this Auburn High team, how we got here, what they need to do to win tonight and move to 2-0 in area play, plus starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Smith Station. All that here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Back here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium, just a few minutes before opening tip between Auburn and Smith Station. It's the Tigers and the Panthers in area play here on a Tuesday night. We appreciate you being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 W. Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app, wherever you are tuned in. We appreciate you being with us on this Tuesday night. Again, Auburn coming off a win over Central Phoenix City on Friday. The Lady Tigers did 67-55. And if you haven't seen this team play or you haven't been with us on some of these broadcasts, it's pretty simple what Auburn tries to do. They're not going to do anything fancy, not anything crazy, because they're just so talented. They're quick. Their agility is out the window, and they can shoot lights out. And it starts with the Splash Sisters. It's what they call themselves. It's what head coach Courtney Pritchett has designated them as: a Braylee Winfrey, Daly Alsobrook, and Brooke Holman. In their game against Central on Friday night, Brooke Holman led the way with 17 points, followed by Braylee Winfrey with 16, and what you would consider a down game for Daly Alsobrook with just 6 points. It was Kalia Tolles, who had a really X-factor type of game on Friday night against Central, who had foul trouble early but came back in that second half, had 14 for the game. 12 of those came in the final two quarters. So between the three top-headed, the serpent, if you will, you have the point guard Kalia Tolles and big-time play underneath as well with Antoinette Morgan and others. This team is really, really good. They're going to force turnovers, they want to run, and they're going to shoot a lot of threes. And so you better be able to keep up. I'll do my best, and you will too, as we'll have starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Smith Station coming up right here on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for the Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start with the visiting Smith Station Lady Panthers, where at number two is the guard. She's a 5'7 senior. It's Malaya Crowell. You have number four, a starter for Smith Station, a 5'11 senior forward, Shamiah Oliver. Also wearing number five tonight is a 5'2 sophomore guard, Erica Robinson. Wearing number 10 tonight for the Smith Station Panthers is Myasia Bennett, a senior who stands at 5'9 and a guard. And for the Panthers, wearing number 34 down low is the 6'1 center. It's Chantel Barnes. Again, that is two Crowell, four Oliver, five Robinson. Johnson, 10 Bennett, and 34 Barnes, the starting five for the Smith Station Panthers. And for your Auburn High School Tigers, wearing number 24 is Antoinette Morgan. She'll be down low. Also wearing number 11 is Jordan Cobb, the 6-foot senior. She'll be down low as well. And your three starting guards tonight is she wears number 15, one of the Splash Sisters, number 15, the 5'10 senior. It's Daly Alsobrook. A 5'11 junior who plays guard. She wears number 20. It's Praley Winfrey. And wearing number 23, a 5'9 senior. You'll hear her name a lot tonight on the sides of the three-point line and knocking them down from deep. It's number 23, Brooke Hallman. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We're just about ready to go between Auburn and Smith Station. The Panthers wearing their road blacks. They've got Smith Station written in white and cursive on the front with the number squeezed in between Smith's and Station. The white number is written on the back. Auburn High in their home white. They've got the big blue Auburn Tiger paw on the front with the small blue number underneath and a big black number on the back of the jersey with a thin blues trim down the side. Auburn High is going to be moving left to right on your radio dial. Smith Station will be moving right to left. Antoinette Morgan tips it up for Auburn High. It's into the hands of the Panthers, and we're underway. On the left wing, dribbles baseline, swatted away by Braley Winfrey immediately. And it's a defensive stand for Auburn on the first possession of the game. And a jump ball forced by Jordan Cobb, and the Tigers take over. A nice aggressive drive by Malaya Krabel off the left side, but Braley Winfrey was having none of it. We're scoreless in the first 10 seconds of the ball game. Here are the Tigers now, again, moving left to right as we look at it. A tip pass into Daly. Alsobrook in the corner, who knocks it down to start off the scoring for the Tigers. It's 3-0 Auburn. Here come the Panthers looking to run. It's Krabel in the left corner, and that pass was stolen. Here comes Brooke Hallman. She looks ahead, doesn't have numbers, and she'll pull it back out. Alsobrook, aggressive off the left side, gets cut off on the baseline. Finds a cutting Braley Winfrey. Her floater won't go, and the board is cleared by Shamaya Oliver. Panthers right to left, Tigers left to right, 3-0 Auburn, 50 seconds in to the opening quarter. Now inside the Auburn High, blue and white A with the thin black circle around it at center court. It is Malaya Krabel. Panthers will work it around. They'll find Maija Bennett, the 5'9 senior. She'll bounce pass to the free throw line. Floater from 4 feet off the backboard is good. Malaya Krabel gets on the board. The Panthers cut in. It's 3-2 Auburn. Holman guarded heavily at the top. She'll go aggressive with the left hand. No look pass off to Antoinette Morgan, who lays it in off the window. Tigers up 5-2, a minute and a half into this first quarter. Back and forth we go early. Now it's Krabel off the right side. Pulls up. Tried to bank in a corner three. Can't do so. Alsobrook had it knocked away on the rebound. Antoinette Morgan hits the floor. A Panther hits the floor. Couldn't quite see who it was. It was 34 Chantel Barnes, the starting center for the Panthers. Believe Auburn High got a timeout in. They did. Or maybe Smith Station got the timeout in. Either way, there is a timeout on the floor. It was a fight for it. We'll keep it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street or at mountainhighoutfitters.com. 5-2 is the score. Auburn leads Smith Station 6:23 in the first quarter of the varsity girls game. Man, it's been a fast-moving game to start. And I believe the starters will stay on the floor for Auburn High School. I talked about this on Friday, and I really, really like this starting five for Auburn High School. You've got Jordan Cobb at the four, Antoinette Morgan at the five, or vice versa, depending on how you want to put that in and depending on the situation. And then your three-headed monster of Daly Alsobrook, Braley Winfrey, and Brooke Coleman. Those five started the game. They remain on the floor out of the timeout. Smith Station in their half court throws up a wild shot in the lane off the backboard, off the front of the rim. It's no good. Antoinette Morgan will force a jump ball. Her and Chantel Barnes have been going at it early in this game. Possession arrow stays with the Panthers. Baseline right, they'll throw it on the right block. Nobody home for Auburn, missed the layup. Antoinette Morgan clears it, and then she was fouled underneath. Believe they will get Chantel Barnes, who was fighting for the rebound underneath. Again, it's 34 in black and 24 in white. They've gone at it early and often. We're less than 2 minutes into the ballgame. Auburn leads 5-2, 6:05, counting down in this first quarter. Hallman across the timeline. High screen from Cobb, doesn't get it. Now she's on the left side, and it's Daly Alsobrook who turns the corner, dumps it down low. Morgan is there. can't cash in on the layup. And a volleyball tipped out to Brooke Coleman. Daly Alsenbrook begging for the basketball. Right wing, they leave her open. In and it's an in-out. It was all the way around the rim, and there's Praley Winfrey underneath to clean up the mess for the Tigers. It's 7-2 Auburn, and now a turnover forced on the inbound. Holman puts it up, no, but she was whacked on the way up and can earn two at the free throw line. That shot from Daly Alsenbrook was three-fourths of the way down and somehow had the wrong type of English on it and came back out. And Auburn does what they do best, forcing turnovers on the inbound and on the advancement of the basketball. The amount of times a team doesn't get across the half-court line against this team in a basketball game, I don't know what that number is. It's got to be in the double digits on average every single time out as Brooke Coleman gets on the board, knocks down the first free throw. 5:36 in this first quarter between Auburn and Smith Station. Second area game for both teams this season. Both teams are 1-0 in area play, and Holman, as she does so often, goes 2-for-2 at the line. Tigers put full court press on the make. They inbound it in, and the Panthers are able to get it across. Here comes Crabble all the way to the rack. Bumps off Brooke Coleman with the left arm, no call, and she's going to get the lay-in at 2 points because of it. She's got all four for Smith Station. They trail by five. Holman ahead now. Antoinette Morgan in and out of her hands. In and out of the hands of Antoinette Morgan. It was one-on-one. Believe she maybe, almost like a receiver, tried to move before she had the basketball in her hands. And it goes down as a turnover for Auburn. Smith Station inbounds, tries to cross-court pass. It was tipped, and Holman finds a cutting Braley Winfrey. Just a heads-up play from 23 to 20. Winfrey's got four. Tigers up 11-4. And the Tigers force another turnover. Here we go, left to right. Daly Alsenbrook in control to the bucket. Kicks it to the corner. Winfrey, fake, drive, shot. No, pulled down by Cobb underneath, goes the opposite way, and Jordan Cobb lays it in for her first bucket of the night and got the offensive board and got paid for it. 13-4 Tigers with 4:40 to play in the first quarter. All sorts of pressure on Crabble in front of the Auburn High bench. Maybe got a little too aggressive. They're going to get Daly Alsenbrook on a reach-in foul. 13-4 Auburn High on top. As Kalia Toll subs in, as Jordan Cobb will sit down for the first time tonight. Again, Kalia had a fantastic game against Central on Friday. She had 14 points in that matchup and so many important buckets. They were big-time shots in the lane. They were layups, all sorts of things that kept Auburn in that game long enough for them to pull away from Central in the late third and into the fourth quarter, as Daly Alsenbrook is going to get called on the shooting foul on the layup attempt. That's two quick ones on 15 and White. So it looks like she's about to sub out. Anavia Nelms will be in for her after the first free throw from Erica Robinson, the 5'2 sophomore starting guard for the Panthers. First free throw is good. Good turnout so far tonight. Believe we'll have just more and more people showing up on the short drive from Smith Station as Erica Robinson goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Auburn up 13-6 on Smith Station, 4.5 to play in this first quarter. It's Kalia Tolles now. She's in control of the offense at the top. She'll hand off to Brooke Coleman, feeds to the corner for Braley Winfrey. She drives baseline aggressive with the basketball. Late foul call, and Winfrey will step to the line. Maybe got a lot of ball, but a little bit of contact on the wrist, and Braley Winfrey will step up to the charity stripe. 13-6, Auburn leads with 4:14 in the first. It seemed to be a little miscommunication between the three guards on the floor, Winfrey, Tolles, and Holman, on what the exact idea was. Tolles came to the right side and handed off to Holman, and Winfrey was in the corner. Maybe Kalia was supposed to go somewhere else, not quite sure. But they're all having a good conversation, especially with their head coach, Courtney Pritchett, right now as Winfrey comes up short on the first. So we'll see if they run similar action to that here the next time down and try to get that fixed. 4:14 in the first quarter, and Winfrey, a rare 0-for-2, showing at the free throw line. Here come the Panthers. 4:10 in the first quarter. Ahead now. Crabble's got it on the left wing. She'll let it go. And almost an air ball kicked off the opposite side of the backboard. And Anavia Nelms is able to clear and into the hands of number one. Tolles ahead into the lane. Finds Praley Winfrey all by herself on the low block. Brayley Winfrey is going to get the bucket, but give all the credit to Kalia Tolles, who found her shooter underneath. Just a heck of a play by the point guard. And then a travel at center court. Chantel Barnes took the extra step trying to make the head pass. And it's a turnover on the Panthers. Tigers take over with 3:41 in the first quarter. They're up 15-6. Auburn threatening to go up by double digits here. Early on in the first quarter, it's Winfrey in the corner. Tigers running the same set they just did. Yep, that's a back screen for Brooke Coleman in the corner. Can't make the three. A foul's going to be caught underneath. And believe it is going to be on Auburn High. I think they got a Navia Nelms underneath. The Tigers did. They ran the exact same set. They started with Tolles at the top. Hand off to Holman. Kick to Winfrey in the corner. All while they give it back to Tolles. And Holman just runs a little circle on the right side of the floor and gets an open shot in the corner. Can't knock it down. We'll see if they go back to it in just a little bit. Tigers now on defense, 15-6, 3:21 to play. Tigers leading, and then a turnover on Smith. They throw it between the legs at center court. How about Kalia Tolles, who comes and dives across the floor? It was first touched by the Panthers. It was Malaya Crowell who was the first one to touch it, and an over and back, but heck of an effort by one in white. Kalia Tolles hustling back to try to get on that basketball. Either way, it is a turnover for Smith Station. Tigers again up by 9 with 3:09 to play, counting down in the opening frame. Tolles at the top, feeds into Winfrey now. Antoinette Morgan pulls up from 18 on the baseline, no. And pulled down by the Panthers, knocked away, and a bad reach-in foul on Kalia Tolles a long way from the basket. And they are going to get Kalia Tolles. Should be the, I believe that's the fourth foul on Auburn this quarter. It is. So the next one would be bonus free throws for the Panthers in the rest of this first quarter. Panthers have it in the half court. It's Crowell off the right side. She's picked up by Navia Nelms and throws it into the hands of Brayley Winfrey. She thought about pushing ahead, doesn't have numbers. Holman steps in. 2 of 3. You bet. Brooke Holman stepped in to a college range three and absolutely buried it. Tigers are up by 12 with 2:32 to play. And then another reach-in foul going to be called on Auburn. Believe they got Navia Nelms again. And they did. She's going to sub out. So keep that in mind. That's two fouls on. That's two fouls on Navia. That's two fouls on Daly. As Nelms will sit down. And Sophie Arrington will sub in. The 5'6 sophomore will step in after the first free throw. Again, bonus free throws now for Smith Station. They'll be shooting with 2:31 in this first quarter. Every foul will lead to this situation right here. 34 in black is Chantel Barnes. Again, a 6'1 senior who plays down low for this Panthers team. Splashes home the first. Sophie Arrington officially in the ballgame with a couple of Tiger guards in foul trouble on the bench. Second free throw from Barnes, no good. Knocked out of bounds. They'll say it was off of Brayley Winfrey. Her argument was to no avail. It'll stay with the Panthers. Going to be Foster to trigger on the baseline left. She gets it inside to Oliver. She'll pull it back out, and the Panthers will reset at the top with Crowell. She's done most of the ball handling so far for Smith Station. Tosses it to the right side, and now they work it to the left side, playing a little three-man game around the perimeter. That's a three. She wants it, can't get it, and it was pulled down by Brayley Winfrey. Good effort by Oliver. Couldn't knock it down. Tigers on the run. It's Kalia Tolles now in the corner. Triple team threw it at her as soon as she got in there. A push foul going to be called on Smith Station. There were three of them there. We'll see which one they decide to call it on. They are going to get it on Crowell, the senior guard for Smith Station. So that'll be the fourth foul on the Panthers. So if Auburn can force one more, they will shoot free throws for the rest of the quarter. Tigers off the inbound, knocked away off of Smith Station. Stays right here. It's Holman, Winfrey, Tolles, Morgan, and Arrington, the five on the floor for Auburn. As Holman will inbound, she'll find Brayley Winfrey at the top and back to her point guard, Kalia Tolles. Now it's Winfrey, surges, corner. Holman fakes the three, pulls up from 18. Yes! That's a good-looking play by Brooke Holman, who goes in the corner, comes to the volleyball line, and knocks it down from the elbow extended. 20-7, Tigers lead with 1:42 to play in this first quarter. At the top, all the way to the rim. Got blocked by Antoinette Morgan. It was Erica Robinson who got aggressive. And then I believe a foul is going to be called on Erica Robinson underneath. So that will be free throws for Auburn High with 1:33 to play in this first quarter. Folks, that's 10 fouls 10 fouls in less than, my goodness, just over 6 minutes of play in this first quarter. And Antoinette Morgan has a chance to extend the 20-7 lead for Auburn with 1:33 in the first quarter. Tigers lead Smith Station and can't get the roll on the first. Same five on the floor right now. A couple of subs are set to check in for Auburn High. Didn't get a buzzer, but we are going to get Shylen Evans to come in for Sophie Arrington. A six-foot senior for Auburn High. Appears Mackenzie Etheridge is set to set in for Antoinette Morgan if she can knock this one down. She cannot. Too strong. Serenity Foster will surge ahead. Picked up for Gerva. Morgan goes flying. The defender finds in the hands of Oliver. She'll get to the lane. Floated with the right hand. Way too strong. And an offensive foul. They call an offensive foul on Shamaya Oliver. The 5'11 senior pushed off to get her way to the bucket. Didn't matter. And we're going the other way. Auburn, number 40, Kinsey Etheridge. 20-7. Auburn leads Smith Station with 1:23 in the first quarter. Tigers bring it up the floor with Kalia Tolles left to right on your radio dial across the blue and white A here on the campus of Auburn High School. As Tolles was bumped at the top, maybe got deflected, it did, got deflected again. She's on the floor, fight for it. It's 2v1. Braylee Winfrey jumps on top of it. Serenity Funkster for Smith Station jumps on top of it. A jump ball eventually forced. It stays with the Tigers. Give Serenity Foster, the sophomore guard for Smith Station, all sorts of credit. She was in a dogfight right there and did not hesitate to get in it. Braylee Winfrey, she's got an open three, an air ball from the corner, and rebounded by Mackenzie Etheridge. She puts it off the backboard. No, Shylen Evans tries to come down with the board off a Panther stage right here. Had a wide open shot for Braylee Winfrey. She doesn't miss everything very often, but the Tigers fortunate to keep it here. 57.1 on the clock in this first period. 20-7, Auburn leads Smith Station. Kalia Tolles to inbound, kicks it to Brooke Hallman. She's wide open in the corner, and she got another one. Brooke Hallman's got double digits in the first quarter. Give her 10 of the Tigers' 23. She's outscored Smith Station on her own. It's 23-7 Auburn with 43 seconds to play, counting down in this first quarter. Panthers looking to run a little offense. They've got it on the elbow, extended on the left side. Now into the corner, it is Chantel Barnes. They cross-court pass on the right wing. It is Robinson, gets to the baseline, stolen from Hallman. Tries to advance it, can't do so. Panthers come up with it, throw a wild shot up, and get fouled on the way. It was Asia Davis wearing number 24 in black in the ballgame for the first time, and she'll step up to the free throw line with 25.7 on the clock and a chance to get on the board for the first time. They call the foul on double zero in white, Shylen Evans. She is one of four seniors that is 6 foot or taller on this team, which is pretty impressive for, again, high school girls basketball. Just, you don't see it very often. Shylen plays an important role on this squad when she's in the ballgame. First free throw from Asia Davis is no good. Spins the basketball a few times, bounces at the knees, and can't hit the second one. Hit the side of the backboard, didn't hit the rim. So it'll be the Tigers' possession. Tim Bound on the baseline. 25 counting down in the first quarter. Tigers lead 23-7 over the Panthers of Smith Station. It's Hallman on the right side. They'll work it around and now try to go inside. Can't do so. Winfrey has it on the left wing. They work it around to Brooke Hallman on the right wing. Trying to feed Mackenzie Etheridge inside. It's not there. Tolles, she'll let it go from straightaway three. No. Rebound off the right side of the rim. It'll bounce out of bounds. It'll be Smith Station basketball with the length of the floor to go with 4.7 in the first quarter. They trail Auburn 23-7. It'll be Crabble to inbound. She's got a guard. Erica Robinson will roll it to her to basically the free throw line. She'll pick it up with three. Across the timeline with two. On the right wing with one. Throws up a wild shot. Falls to the floor. No call. And that's how the first quarter will come to an end. Tigers lead 23-7. Auburn over Smith Station. Second quarter coming up right here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Start of the second quarter between the Auburn High Lady Tigers and the Smith Station Lady Panthers. It's Auburn up 23-7 here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Want to remind you the first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Do It Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. The starting five on the floor for Auburn in this second quarter. It's Shylin Evans, Brayley Winfrey, Mackenzie Etheridge, Brooke Coleman, and Kalia Tolles. And it'll be Smith Station basketball moving right to left on your radio dial. Possession arrow will be in favor of the Tigers if one is forced. Panthers in the half court. They feed it to the corner, trying to go down low. Tigers cut it off nicely. They go to the opposite block, knocked away off of a Tiger. It'll stay with the Panthers. One thing about this Auburn High team, there's no easy passes. Even just around the perimeter, they throw so much pressure on the ball and on inbounds as well as Kalia Tolles gets a hand on it into the hands of Brayley Winfrey. She's got a two-on-two, throws up a wild shot, falling away, can't get it to go, and the Panthers come up with it. Winfrey steals it, tries to save it from going out of bounds, can't do so, and it will be Smith Station basketball. That first quarter was highlighted by 10 points by Brooke Coleman as she goes gets blown by right there on the sideline, got pump fake really on a pass, and the Panthers get all the way into the lane, can't get the layup to go, the rebound knocked out of bounds. It will be Auburn High basketball again. That first quarter was highlighted 10 points from Brooke Coleman, 6 from Brayley Winfrey, helped the Tigers get to a 23-7 lead. We're just 40 seconds in to this second quarter. Allman at the top. She'll give it to Tolles on the right wing, tries to feed a cutting Brayley Winfrey, bodies go flying, Winfrey saves it from going out of bounds on a circus play as Tolles comes up with it, feeds it down to Shylin Evans, can't get the layup to go. She'll grab her own board, believe she was fouled. Are they going to say it was in the act of shooting or just on the rebound attempt? Oh, apologies. They call it on Shylin Evans on the rebound attempt. So it will be a foul against Auburn, their first one of the second quarter, and the Panthers will have the inbound moving right to left. Tigers will put on the full court press as they'll inbound it to Maliah Crowell, who then finds her center Barnes and then nearly throws it away into the Smith Station bench. Another circus play as they go flying out of bounds. Does Erica Robinson. Panthers have it now in their half court after all that. It's Foster in the lane. Feeds down low for Davis. All sorts of white bodies there. She hits the floor and a travel is called. Auburn just stood like trees in the lane. Nobody really moved. A combination between Shylin Evans and Mackenzie Etheridge and forced a travel on Asia Davis. And the Tigers will have possession once again, as Riley Finger will come in wearing 50 here at home tonight, usually 34. She's wearing 50 tonight for Auburn High School. And Isabella Paul is also in as well, wears 32 in blue and white for Auburn High. So it is Finger, Paul, Winfrey, Tolles, and Hallman. The five on the floor for Auburn with 6:45 in the second quarter. Nobody has scored yet in this second, but it is a 23-7 lead for the Tigers. Hallman on the left side. She'll find Brayley Winfrey. Back to Hallman. Pump fake the three. Trying to go down low. Not a whole lot of movement on the low blocks. Now it's Tolles at the point. Works it over to Winfrey. Inside to Paul. She gets to the low block. Swarmed. Now it's tipped away. Brayley Winfrey saves it from going out of bounds, and Paul can't handle it. The Panthers push it up the floor. It's in the hands of Serenity Foster. No, excuse me, that's Crowell. She'll work her way into the lane and travel doing so. Turnover on the Panthers. 23-7, 6:14 in this second quarter. Again, neither team has made a bucket in the second frame, but it is a lead for Auburn High, 23-7. Had a shoe being tied by the Panthers. As the senior guard, Kalia Tolles, will walk it across the Auburn High A. Works into the corner. Brooke Coleman lets it go. She got it. Another three for Brooke Coleman. Give her 13 on the night. She's got half of Auburn High's points here in this first half. We're under six to play, 26-7. Tigers on top. Panthers work it to the corner. Cradle with an open three. She responds. Big time shot by the senior, who had four in the first. She's got three now here in the second as Isabella pulleys it in on the low block. Tigers work it to her, and Paul is on the board. How about that? She's got a layup, just 32 and white, and Tigers lead 28-10. Panthers in the half court. Now it's on the left-hand wing. Dribble baseline, just nobody there. Went right around Isabella Paul, and Crabble's got five back-to-back. She's got five in the corner. Tigers work it. Trying to feed a cunning Brayley Winfrey in transition. Can't do so. And the Panthers force a turnover. And here they come. Black and white looking to run. Pull up from the free throw line. No. And the rebound tipped out to Erica Robinson. Panthers able to reset. Crabble will take a three. Uncontested. Can't find it. And off the face of Kalia Tolles. Rebound. And the putback by Robinson. No. Riley Finger fighting for the rebound. And comes away with it. And into the hands of Brooke Coleman. How about 50 and white fighting for the board. Tolles ahead now. Underneath the basket. Lays it. In. Kalia Tolles gets on the board for the Tigers, and we're up 30-12 with 4:45 to play in this first half. And Brayley Winfrey kicks the basketball as they tried to bounce it to the right side in front of the Auburn High bench. Kickball called. It'll stay right here as Brayley Winfrey subs out. Riley Fingers subs out. Five on the floor is Kalia Tolles, and Anavia Nelms, Brooke Coleman, Jordan Cobb, and Isabella Paul. For the Tigers, Panthers have it. Almost stolen away by Brooke Coleman on the entry pass. Knocked out of bounds. We'll redo it. As the Panthers will inbound just to the left of the scorer's table on the opposite side from us, right in front of the coaches on the Auburn High bench. Panthers inbound, get it to the free throw line. Works her way down, trying to feed it to the corner, and her pocket was picked by Holman. Ahead for Tolles, makes one miss, got a nice strip. Did the Panthers give Malaya Crabble all sorts of credit on that one? Force a turnover. Here come the Panthers. Wild shot in transition. It won't go, but a foul was called. And they're going to get 11 and white. That's Jordan Cobb. We'll send 15 in black to the free throw line. With 4:19 to play in this first half, first free throw rattles home. As Isabella Paul will sub out, Daly Alsobrook is at a long rest. Remember, a couple of early fouls for 15 and white. Is back in, along with Anavia Nows, who picked up two early fouls as well. Second free throw is too strong, pulled down by Daly Alsobrook. Throws it ahead, a near turnover for the Tigers, thrown off the hand of a Smith Station Panther. The inbound right here in front of us, Will Auburn High. And timeout called on the floor. We'll take one with them. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef Dick Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
4:14 to play in the first half. The Auburn High Lady Tigers lead the Panthers of Smith Station 30-13 here at home. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Want to let you know that tonight's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. That's acreauburn.com. Tigers inbound in front of us at half court. They'll get it into Kalia Tolles across the timeline now with 4:10 to play and a 30-13 lead for Auburn High in this first half. Tolles finds a back cutting Anavia Nelms. A beautiful pass from 1-2, and the Tigers lay it in for two. How about that? Anavia Nelms, her first bucket on the evening, and the Tigers are up by 19. And Daily Alsobrook gets her hands on one. She's off and running now. Ahead from Kalia Tolles. A little bit of a slower pass. Alsobrook turns on the baseline. Had it swatted away by Chantel Barnes, who's 6'1" and got every piece of it. Alsobrook has it. Bounce pass underneath for Jordan Cobb, who lays it in. So Alsobrook doesn't get the bucket, but she'll get the assist. And Cobb doubles her points with four. 3.5 to play in the second quarter. Tigers lead 34-13, largest lead of the night. That 18-foot jumper won't go for Crowell, and Auburn is looking to run. Brooke Hallman, crossover dribble at half court. Skip pass. Anavia Nelms, floater on the baseline. No. Pulled down by Jordan Cobb. Fights to keep it in bounds, and she does. And Cobb will smartly clear it out to the top. She finds a guard in Daly Alsobrook. Cross court pass. It's Tolles. Fakes the three. Dribbles baseline. Shoves off the defender and a foul, who hits the floor hard. Can't quite see exactly who it is. No surprise. It's Malaya Crowell. She's been all over the place tonight for the Smith Station team. A 5'7 senior guard. She does a little bit of everything for Smith Station. They'll call it the foul on the floor. So Kalia Tolles will inbound. She'll find Daly Alsobrook. Off the inbound, pump fake, lets it go. Can't find it off the backside of the rim. Just a little too strong for Daly Alsobrook, and a foul is going to be called underneath. And they get Jordan Cobb. Another foul on her, her second foul in this first half, as Antoinette Morgan subs in. I believe Jordan Cobb will sub out on that foul. She will. 2:59 in the second quarter. Auburn leads 34-13 over Smith Station. Reminder to stick with us at the half. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. We'll talk about this game, how we got here, what needs to happen in the second half, and, of course, talk a little bit about the boys' game as well, as they'll be playing Smith Station coming up right after this one. Missed floater in the lane, pulled down by Morgan. Tigers are in control here in this first half. Ahead, Anavia Nelms. She wants a three. She got a three. Anavia Nelms from way downtown is able to get it to go. She's got five in the second quarter alone, and the Tigers have opened it up here at home in this second quarter. 37-13 over Smith Station. Dribbled baseline now and cut off. Turnover forced. Erica Robinson couldn't keep a hold of it. Tigers are just flustering this Smith Station team with 2:19 to play in the second quarter. It is Tolles, Alsobrook, Winfrey, Morgan, and Nelms, the five on the floor for Auburn High. And how about Anavia Nelms, man? We always talk about how aggressive she is with the basketball going to the lane. You don't see her shoot that shot from the corner very often, but my goodness, she shot it with confidence and absolutely buried it. Tons of pressure at half court now, when a turnover forced by Shamiah Oliver. Braylee Winfrey couldn't hold it, rolls out of bounds right at center court in front of the scorer's table. Give Smith Station credit. They've put a lot of pressure on this Auburn High team. That's what Central did on Friday night. They really put this Lady Tiger team out of sorts. And a wild shot falling away by Shamiah Oliver gets it to rattle home. That's a heck of an effort to give Smith Station their 14th and 15th points here in this ballgame. Tolles, pressure, double team, sometimes triple team. She'll find Daly Alsobrook at the top. Forces her way to the free throw line. Hand off to Nelms. Kicks it down low for Morgan, who lays it in. Lots of contact underneath. And Antoinette Morgan is able to lay it in. Just her third and fourth points on the night. But Anavia Nelms gets the big three the first time, gets the assist that time. And Morgan's going to pick up the hip check foul on the low block. Shamiah Oliver was trying to turn to the basket and lay it in. They will call that on the floor, I believe they did. A couple of subs will come in. Sophie Arrington in the ballgame for Auburn High School, along with Olivia Simmons, wearing 21 on the JV squad she's in. And Jada Williams apparently had a number swap. Okay. Hey, that's fine. Fine by me. Appreciate the help. Jada Williams, wearing number 12, is in for Auburn High School. Again, off the JV squad, seeing some action as the Panthers lay it in. It is Chantel Barnes who's able to lay it in for the Smith Station Panthers. Ahead now. How about a three in the corner off the top of the backboard? Winfrey can't clear the board. Getting on the floor is Jada Williams off her miss in the corner. And a jump ball forced. It will stay with Auburn High School. 58.8 to play in the first half. 39-17 is Auburn's lead. And we have a Panther who is down after the scuffle on the floor. Not really a scuffle, more of a tie-up on the floor, if you will. Can't quite get a number on exactly who that is. and going to pick her up off the floor. Hope she's okay. Seems to be grabbing that right leg something. Again, can't see exactly which Panther it is. And able to walk off under her own power very gingerly is the injured Smith Station Panther. Again, hope she's okay. She's sitting on the end of the bench and going to get worked on. That is number 10. That is Myasia Bennett, the 5'9 senior guard, who was a starter for the Smith Station team. She is on the end of the bench getting worked on right now, so we hope she's okay. Tigers to inbound as Arrington tried to find Winfrey, who was being held back. That's a foul on Smith Station with 57.2 to play in this second quarter, 39-17, Auburn on top. So Jada Williams in off the JV squad. Braylee Winfrey is in. Sophie Arrington, Daly Osterbrook, Antoinette Morgan. It's in the hands of Arrington. Slow dribbling bounce pass to Daly Osterbrook, who will shoot it from the baseline. Had it blocked from behind. Gets her own board. Can't get the putback to go. Sophie Arrington comes up with the board. How about Braylee Winfrey from 6 feet? No. Three attempts for the Tigers. Can't find any of them. And the Panthers are able to clear. And they're pushing ahead now with no numbers. And poked away by Arrington as soon as she crosses half court. Bounce pass stolen by Daly Osterbrook. 30 seconds for Osterbrook. Euro step to the bucket and lays it in. Daly Osterbrook with five now on the game. Got the beautiful Euro step to go. And the Tigers lead 41-17. And now a foul on the other end of the floor on Auburn High School on the baseline. And they're going to call it on Antoinette Morgan. Believe it was in the act of shooting. It was. So that'll put the Panthers on the line. Shemiah Oliver, the 5'11 senior forward for the Panthers. She's got 2 points in the game. They came here in this second quarter. A reminder again, we're going to have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. So be sure you stick around for that. First free throw is short for Oliver. Braylee Winfrey will sit down. Is Olivia Simmons, or referred to as Pearl Simmons. Wearing 12.
Riley Finger returns to the game for Auburn.
As Riley Finger subs into the game as well. Daly Osterbrook, the lone starter on the floor for Auburn High. Here they come with 16 seconds now, all out of control and falling in the lane. Was she fouled? She was not. They're going to call a travel on Jada Williams. Again, wearing 21 in blue and white 12. Olivia Simmons is in as well for Auburn High School. Two of the JV squad that's coming into some varsity action. Always love to see that in a game where it's 41-18. With 10 seconds to play, Smith Station's got it now. In the half court, they throw it ahead. Good effort by Sophie Arrington, who goes flying into the Auburn High bench trying to save it from going out of bounds. Unable to do so. Heck of an effort, though, by 5'White, the sophomore guard, who's going to be a key role on this team in a few years, man. Love to see the effort. Daly Osterbrook tries to steal the inbound. She does on a diving effort. Ball's on the floor and fought for by Olivia Simmons. Forces the jump ball. Unfortunately, it does stay with Smith Station with 1.7 to play in the second quarter. Tigers lead 41-18. So Smith Station off the jump ball. They're going to have to inbound it right side baseline. Enough time to get it in, maybe take a dribble and a shot. Arrington deflects the inbound pass as Auburn tried to get a shot up. It was Jada Williams who couldn't get it in time. And Tigers lead 41-18 at the half. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com. We'll be right back.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Come in and get it out of your system, the Car Stereo Shop.
Whether it's an ATV, SUV, side-by-side, motorcycle, or boat, we have a great selection of quality products in stock and for sale at internet pricings. With brands like ProBox, Wet Sounds, Memphis, Rockford, Kicker, Fusion, DS18, and more, there really is no reason to shop anywhere else. Shop locally, shop with confidence, shop at the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road, right behind CTU.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers! Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High Lady Tigers lead the Smith Station Panthers 41-18 here at home in the second area game of the season. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. It's presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. 41-18, Auburn leads Smith Station in the varsity girls game. Let's tell you how we got here. Talk about some of the leading scorers and who's been on the scoreboard so far. Starting with the visiting Smith Station Panthers, the leading scorer for them is number two. It is the senior guard, Malaya Crabble, who's been all over the place. 9 points for her. She's been active on offense and on defense for the Smith Station team. You also have Chantel Barnes, the center down underneath, who has three, and a pair of Panthers with 2 points apiece, Shamaya Oliver and Erica Robinson. The story for the Panthers, though, just can't get out of their own way with turnovers. They also had a starter, Myasia Bennett, number 10, who went down with an injury late in that first half, so we'll keep an eye on her. Hopefully she is able to come back, but we'll keep an eye on that and keep you updated if we hear anything. For your Auburn High Tigers, there's all sorts of action on the scoreboard. Leading all scorers is Brooke Coleman with 13 first-half points. She had 10 of those in the first quarter, also knocked down a three in the second quarter. Then followed by Brayley Winfrey with 6. You had Daly Alsobrook with 5. A couple of Tigers with 4, Jordan Cobb and Antoinette Morgan. So your big men, your centers and your forwards down low had a pair of 4 points apiece. Oh, excuse me, Navia Nelms had 5 as well. She had a layup and had a 3 from the far corner. Did a Navia Nelms. Got to show respect to her. She had 5, followed by Jordan Cobb and Antoinette Morgan, both with 4. And then a couple of the Tigers with 2. Isabella Paul got a layup to go. And Kalia Tolles, after a slow start in the first half against Central, who picked it up in the second half against Central. Just the 2 points here, but Auburn in control, 41-18 at the half over Smith Station. And I think if you are head coach Courtney Pritchett and this Auburn High team, you're happy with the score, but maybe not happy with how we got here. Lots of names have gotten in. I mean, you're talking about Isabella Paul. You're talking Riley Finger, Mackenzie Etheridge. Those players have gotten in tonight, including 2 JV players with Jada Williams and Olivia Simmons. So you're happy in a game like this where you have a comfortable lead and you feel that you can put multiple players in and still feel okay about the end result. But I think a lot of turnovers, we've had confusion on offensive sets. Those things have to get cleaned up if you're Auburn, especially with tougher area games coming up, especially Opelika, hopefully coming up on Friday, of course, impending weather, so we'll keep you updated on that as well. Auburn leads 41-18 at the half. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the boys' game and get you set for the second half between Auburn and Smith Station in the varsity girls' game. That's here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olean Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
41-18 is Auburn High's lead over Smith Station in the varsity girls game. This is the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. On the web at theorthoclinic.com. 41-18, Lady Tigers on top. Keys to the second half, get as many girls in action as possible. That seemed to be what the game plan was for head coach Courtney Pritchett, who will join us later on in the broadcast. He typically joins us in the halftime show of the varsity boys game to talk about this one. We'll try to get a girl on if this result holds. We'll get an Auburn High player here on the broadcast, but that seemed to be the strategy in the first half, and got to get some of those, maybe some new plays is what Auburn's trying to run. Maybe we'll get a chance to ask him about that a little bit, but do your thing, run your offense, continue to force a lot of turnovers and try to get out of this one clean if you're Auburn High. That's the keys to the second half. Don't forget the varsity boys will be up next after this game, so that'll be probably about 40 minutes or so from now. So be sure that you hang around with us for Auburn and Smith Station there. This has been the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Reminder, you can check them out on the web at theorthoclinic.com. Third quarter action coming up as Auburn leads Smith Station 41-18. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hello, this is Scully Trent from Jeff Coach.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Oh, we'll just come back right now. No problems there. No worries. This is the Auburn High School basketball on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. I'm Jacob Goins. Appreciate you being with us on this Tuesday night. And one of three broadcasts that we have this week on the Auburn High Sports Network for now. Right, for now, with the impending weather that could be coming in late Thursday night, possibly into Friday morning, and how that could cause several issues throughout the Auburn-Opelika area. This Auburn High team, girls and boys, supposed to be at Opelika on Friday and then at Russell County on Saturday. We plan to be there for those two games as well. Just depends on if the games happen when they're supposed to happen, with possible snow or ice or whatever the case may be. Do not use me as your weatherman, okay? I'm just saying there may be some changes in game times and game days, so we will try to keep you updated the best we can, and so will Auburn High via their social medias. Tigers will start with the basketball in this third quarter, and they start with a turnover. Here come the Panthers. It's Crowell. Euro step, coast to coast. She lays it in on the reverse. That's a nice-looking shot by Malaya Crowell. As we had an errant buzzer trying to figure out what that was all about. The clock was running, I believe. Not too sure. Officials are going to meet at the scorer's table. Regardless, Auburn High inbounded it, tried to feed it down low to Daly. Also, Brooke, they threw it away. And two in black, Malaya Crabble, who had 9 points in that first half. She lays it in on a Eurostep reverse layup. Good-looking shot from two in black and white. Having some issues with the scorer's table makes it 41-20. Auburn's lead just about 15 seconds into this third quarter. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. So Tigers now moving right to left on your radio dial. Winfrey surges ahead, finds Alsobrook in the corner, you bet. Daly, Alsobrook knocks it down to get the Tigers started in the third quarter. She's got 8 points on the night so far. Tiger lead by 24. Crowell tries to get across half court. She does with the advancement pass. Runs into the lane. High bank shot is good by Chantel Barnes. Shot it right over Antoinette Morgan and gets it to go. And they get another 2 points to the Panthers. We're less than a minute in to this third quarter. Tigers in their home whites. Panthers in the road blacks. Brooke Coleman crossover dribble on the left side. Throws up a floater with the left hand. Won't fall. And the Panthers able to clear. Looking ahead. They have numbers now. On the right side. Dribbles on the low block. Throws a high bank shot off the window. Same shot, same result. Myasia Bennett back in the ballgame. Good to see that for Smith Station. Again, she got banged up in that first half, and she gets it to go, and Smith Station cuts the lead to 20. 6:45 in the third quarter. More fans starting to show up from Smith Station. Alsobrook open three in the corner. She got another one. Daly Alsobrook gets another one to go. She's got 6 points in the third on two made threes. And the Tigers are up 47-24. Floater in the lane from the Panthers. No. Offensive rebound, and the putback is there. Antoinette Morgan maybe fell asleep on that low block. 24 in white couldn't get it. 24 in black could. That's Asia Davis, her first bucket on the night. Winfrey ahead now. Lots of pressure by Smith Station on the Auburn High ball handlers. Hallman on the top. Gets away with a push-off. Crossover dribble at the top. Had it stolen. Here comes Crabble now. Hallman's got to hustle back. Won't do so. And a lay-in for our Smith Station as Crabble gets it to go. She's got four in this third quarter. Smith Station comes out with a surge. 47-28. Timeout on the floor by head coach Courtney Pritchett. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. Timeout Auburn. We'll take one with them. 47-28 Tigers lead. Back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
After a sloppy start to the third quarter, and Auburn took a timeout to try to figure it all out, they get into the half court. A floater by Kalia Tolles wouldn't fall, and believe they call an offensive foul on the Tigers. I think it may have been on Kalia Tolles, and it is Smith Station basketball moving left to right as we look at it. Tolles cuts off the ball handler right here on the near sideline, gets caught on the hip check foul. That'll be another on Kalia Tolles for Auburn.
Her second, team's
Just the second foul on Kalia. 47-28. Auburn leads with 5:42 in this third quarter in the varsity girls game against Smith Station. Came out on fire in this third quarter. Came out with a little bit of attitude as well, and a good way for them. They've come out knocking down shots left and right. Can't knock that one down on the baseline jumper from Chantel Barnes. Rebound pulled down by Brooke Coleman. And a jump ball is forced underneath. They've come out with a lot more grit at Smith Station. That time it was Erica Robinson fighting for the basketball. And a jump ball forced possession arrow does go towards Auburn High. It seems to be confusion on the possession arrow, but they do agree that it is Auburn High basketball. 47-28, Auburn leads. With 5:29 in the third quarter. And then almost stolen away on the inbound, but Auburn High able to get with it. And then a head pass tried to find Daly Alsobrook from about half court underneath the basket. Floated a little too much on it. Believe a Panther got her fingertips on it. They say she will, or she did, rather. So it is Auburn High basketball. Five on the floor for the Tigers. Kalia Tolles, Brooke Coleman, Antoinette Morgan, Braylee Winfrey, and Daly Alsobrook. So a four-guard set, and Antoinette Morgan back cut. Spin move by Braylee Winfrey. Can't get the layup to go off of it. A beautiful move from 20 and White, and couldn't get the bucket to cash it in. But it is off of Smith Station, and the Tigers will keep possession. We're looking at it right to left on your radio dial inside the half court. Kalia Tolles to trigger on the left side baseline. Finds Braylee Winfrey on the back cut and lays it in. Winfrey had six in the first half. All of it was in the first quarter. Here comes Crabble now. She gets into the painted area and pulls it back out for the Panthers. They've got it in the half court. Now a bounce pass on a backdoor cut. Tolles knocks it away. She's got numbers for Auburn High. It's 3-on-2 if they hurry. Over to Winfrey. Up the backboard, you bet. Braylee Winfrey runs the floor, and Kalia Tolles finds her. Tigers now force a turnover on the inbound. It's Tolles to Holman and knocked away from behind. It was Chantel Barnes who was able to get back in time. This is Auburn High basketball that we're looking at right here. 51-28 with 4:43 in the third quarter. Winfrey off the inbound. She gets it back. Lets it go in the corner. Can't find it. And pulled down by Crabble. Panthers will push. Here they come up the right side. Crabble, jump stop. Jumper, no. Pulled down by Morgan underneath, and they're able to clear. Tigers now ahead. They've got a 2-on-1. It's Alsobrook. A little too hot. Bounce pass for Holman. Couldn't handle it. Back out now for Winfrey. It was deflected. Pull up from 12 feet. No. Falling away. Winfrey couldn't knock it down, and the Tigers blow an open opportunity. Just mistakes we don't see all that often from Auburn High. Now Winfrey jumps in the passing lane and steals it. Ahead from Holman to Alsobrook, and too much on the pass. Another turnover for Auburn High. Just getting a little too ahead of themselves. This team knows what they want to do. They can see it in front of them. Just unable to convert on some of these easy passes that they've done so often this season. Good news is Auburn leads 51-28 over Smith Station with 4:06 in the third quarter. Pushing across the timelines, Erica Robinson, and gets it stolen by Tolles. She'll go to the basket, pushes off. Yep, offensive foul. Kalia Tolles laid it in, but used her off arm to do it. I think that was the right call. When they see that, when the officials see that arm extend, you can use your body a little bit to shield the basketball, but as soon as you use that arm and they see it extended with that elbow, they're going to call that almost every time, and Kalia Tolles was on the wrong end of it. Speaking of being on the wrong end of it, she cheats on the inbound pass, can't get there. And now Smith Station has numbers in the half court. In the lane, floater from three is good, and a foul. Serenity Foster was all sorts of out of control and somehow threw up a prayer, got it to go, took the bump. She's got a chance at one more. Her first points on the night for the sophomore guard. The and one free throw too strong, and Antoinette Morgan will rip it off the glass. Tolles, the point guard, with 3:40 over the timeline, kicks into the corner, knocked away by Myasia Bennett. Panthers' hands have been all in the passing lanes for this Auburn High team. They've either deflected the pass or Auburn hasn't connected on the pass just about every time in this third quarter. Something Auburn's just not really used to. But they're up 21. And make it 23. Inbound pass from Kalia Tolles. A bounce pass to Braylee Winfrey, who gets the layup to go. She's up to six now in this third quarter alone, as coming out of control again was Erica Robinson that time. She was tripped up on her way in the act of shooting. She'll get two chances at the free throw line. 53-30. with 3:25 to play in the third quarter. That foul called on Brooke Coleman, her first. I don't think it was on Holman. I didn't see who they called it on. Either way, that is the fourth foul for Auburn in this third quarter as the first free throw goes for Erica Robinson. Subs come in for the Tigers. Morgan subs out. Cobb subs in. Also Brooks subs out. And Anabia Nelms will sub in. Four fouls on Auburn, none on Smith Station in this third quarter. We have a long way to go. 3:25 to play and a two-for-two effort at the line by Erica Robinson. The Smith Station team looks a lot calmer in this third quarter than they did the entire first half. And then a reach-in foul from one in black on one in white. Serenity Foster, good pressure on Kalia Tolles, but a little too much. And they call the first foul on Smith Station. In this third frame, Hallman to inbound in front of the Smith Station, banked into the backcourt for Kalia Tolles. Lots more pressure from Serenity Foster. Kalia Tolles gets rid of it. In the hands of Winfrey, she gets to the baseline, spin around, jumper not there. Hallman's got it. Right wing three, got it! Brooke Hallman off a beautiful feed from Braylee Winfrey. The pump fake got the defender to fly by, and Hallman makes him pay. Does the UNA commit? That free throw, layup won't go for Smith Station, but the second chance effort is there for a layup for the Panthers. Auburn High now in the half court. Winfrey will turn the corner, loses it, gets the shot blocked, but calling a foul. Chantel Barnes got a lot of ball, got a little underneath on Braylee Winfrey. So 20 and white will step up to the line. 56-34. This third quarter has been a lot closer than the first half was. Tigers do lead by 22 with 2:41. In the third frame, Winfrey high arching free throw was good. ...14 points for Smith Station already in this third quarter. They scored 15 in the entire first half. And Braylee Winfrey makes up for an 0-for-2 effort at the line earlier in the game. She knocks both of them down there. It's Crabble, gets into the lane, crossover dribble, gets to the bucket, layup short, and it's Holman. Baseball pass ahead for Braylee Winfrey, fakes the defender off the glass and in. Braylee Winfrey, she's got 10 in the third quarter alone. We talk about her individual runs all the time, and she's on another one right now in this third quarter. Into the lane, got away with the travel. Kick to the corner, it's for the Panthers at the 3, no, off the right wing. And Kalia Tolles will fight for the board. She fights with 5 in black. That's Erica Robinson. Did they call a foul or a jump ball? They call it a jump ball. Possession arrow stays with Smith Station. They're moving a lot quicker in this third quarter, too, are the Panthers here on the road. So the Panthers will inbound on the baseline. They get it to the top for Crowell. She's got it into the corner now, guarded by Brooke Coleman, running a 1-2-2, more like a 2-3 zone now. Does Auburn switch it? 2 in, and Braylee Winfrey picks off the pass. And nobody home for the lefty, who gets to her side and banks it off the glass. That is 12 points for Braylee Winfrey in the third quarter alone. Smith Station gets ahead and lets it fly. It's good for the Panthers. 3-point field goal by Robinson. And that was a three by Erica Robinson in transition. Caught Auburn sleeping. And she's got 5 in the third quarter alone. Back and forth we go. 62-37, 1:39 to play in the third quarter. If you take away the first half, Auburn's in a dogfight with this Smith Station team. As Braylee Winfrey is able to bring it across the timeline with 1:30 to play in the third quarter. Tolles has it off the right side. She'll turn the corner into the painted area. Throws up an underhanded shot, but bumped on the way. 1:29 in the third quarter, 62-37. Auburn leads over Smith Station. Remember, this is the varsity girls game. We'll have a quick post-game show, goes right into the pregame show, and get you ready for the varsity boys game coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Kalia Tolles knocks down the first. It's been an electric third quarter for Smith Station. It's been that way for Auburn, too. How about 12 points from Braylee Winfrey, 6 from Daly Ossebrook, and a couple of other Tigers, Holman and Tolles, are on the board in this third frame as well. And Tolles goes 2-for-2. At the line. Panthers almost throw it away. They get it to Malaya Crowell, who then turns it over right here in front of us on the right sideline. Good pressure by Anavia Nelms, forces the turnover, and Tigers take over, up 64-37 with 1:23 to play. Inbound for Toll. She's pressured immediately by Serenity Foster. Across the timeline now, she'll turn the corner on the right side. Get to the bucket, can't get it to go. Mackenzie Etheridge in the game, can't get the putback to go off the offensive glass, and the Panthers are going to surge ahead. It's Crowell now, doesn't have numbers, doesn't care. Gets into the lane, crossover on Anavia, throws it up from 2 feet. No, Mackenzie Etheridge can't pull it down. Shylin Evans is in the game as well. Etheridge can't pull down the second attempt, and Crowell is going to reset for the Panthers straight away. Kicks to the corner. Foster left open. Cannot knock it down. Alsobrook is able to clear. Kalia Toll surges ahead. Now a forward pass to Daly Alsobrook. Kick to the corner for Nelms. She'll pump fake into the lane. Lost it. Able to regather her dribble with 40 seconds in the third. Cross-court pass. That's a three. Alsobrook step back once. It may have got deflected. It was short. She's begging for a foul. Won't get it. It's Shylin Evans who gets the offensive board. Can't get the putback. And Navia Nelms jumper from the baseline. No. And the Panthers eventually come up with it. And a reach-in foul on 15 and White. It's Daly Alsobrook. She was begging for a foul on her shot. Instead, she gets called on a reach-in foul as the Panthers were looking to take off and go. And with 24.8 in the third quarter, Smith Station's going to shoot free throws, down 64-37. Auburn High taking a couple sucker punches from this Smith Station team, who were down big at the half. I don't know what they were told in the locker room. I don't know what type of energy drink they were able to get in their system, but they are this is a different team in the second half than what we saw in the first two quarters. Free throw is good from Chantel Barnes. Tonight's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out the variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. That's acreauburn.com. Barnes goes 2 for 2. She's got 4 in the third quarter, and the Tigers' lead is cut 64-39. Tolles tries to take it off the inbound. Pull-up jumper at the free throw line. Evans gets the offensive board. The putback attempt was no good, but she got hacked on the way up and can earn 2 at the free throw line with 13.6 to play in the third quarter. Oh, they called a travel. Never mind. Thought they called a shooting foul. Instead, Shylin's going to get called on a travel. So it is a turnover on Auburn. Panthers across the timeline with 10. Now with 9. Now at the point with 6. Counting down in the third quarter. At the point with 3. Looking for a shooter with 2. Doesn't see the clock in the corner with 1. Let's it go. It's off the side of the backboard. And no good. And the Tigers will take a 64-39 lead to the fourth quarter. We'll have it for you right here on the Auburn High Sports Network after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Start of the fourth quarter between Auburn and Smith Station. This is the varsity girls game. We'll have the varsity boys game coming up in just a little bit here on 96.3 W Lee. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Tigers lead 64-39 as we begin this fourth and final quarter. Auburn moving right to left on your radio dial. The Panthers of Smith Station will be moving left to right. It's Kalia Tolles off the inbound, gets to the bucket, took contact, couldn't get the bucket to go, couldn't get the foul. How about a Brooke Holman three deep in the corner? No. Off the top of the rim, out on Smith Station. It'll stay with Auburn High School. Daly Alsobrook, Braylee Winfrey, Kalia Toles, Jordan Cobb, and Brooke Hallman are the five on the floor to start for head coach Courtney Pritchett in this fourth frame. They tried to feed it off a screen for Daly Alsobrook in the corner, knocked out of bounds by Shamiah Oliver. It'll stay with the Tigers. And their home whites with the blue Tiger paw on the chest looks so good with the small white Auburn High A in the middle of it with the small blue number underneath it. Just sharp-looking jerseys for the Lady Tigers here tonight against the Smith Station Panthers wearing all black. Here on the road with Smith Station written in cursive on top and bottom with the white number squeezed in the middle. Tigers working around the perimeter. Find Daly Alsobrook in the corner. Three, not that time. Daly Alsobrook off the hands of Jordan Cobb. Can't get the floater to go on the putback. And eventually it's cleared by Smith Station. Picks up her dribble to Shamiah Oliver, but she's got another board. 64-39. Auburn High leads just a minute into the fourth quarter. Tigers play on an extended zone. It's a 2-3 for the Tigers. Smith Station nowhere to go. Gets to the lane. Throws it off the backboard. Too strong. Good looking shot. Oliver couldn't get it to fall. And the Tigers now are looking to push. They do. Alsobrook into the lane. Had it stolen away by Crabble. Believes she was going to try and feed it to the corner. Just beat her to it. Then to the defender. Crabble bumps right into Braylee Winfrey on the sideline. Believe they're going to get Winfrey on the foul call. And they do. That'll go on 20 and white. So Braylee Winfrey picks up the foul. Aggressive defense by the Tigers here again. You're not going to advance the basketball easily on this team as the Panthers inbound it. Now on the right wing, again moving left to right on your radio dial. 6.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Panthers trying to kick it inside and a foul is called on Auburn High. Looked clean to me. Just a ticky-tack foul was called by the baseline officials. See who they got it on. I couldn't see who the defender was. And they're going to get Jordan Cobb from the backside. Don't think I agree, but that's okay. They don't ask me my opinion on that. At least not for the official game, rather. Smith Station will inbound, get it to the point, guarded by Brooke Hallman. It is Oliver who has it, right-hand dribble. Pressured by Brooke Hallman, picked up her dribble at the volleyball line. Now she's at the top at Chantel Barnes, looking to go inside, has nowhere to go, looking for a guard, throws it away. Alsobrook picked it off. Alsobrook to the lane, layup is good, and a foul. Daly Alsobrook gets it off the steal. No hesitation with the right hand as she gets her first bucket in the fourth quarter. Just the second bucket for the Tigers so far in this fourth quarter. And she's got a chance at one more at the free throw line. Daly Alsobrook had 5 in the first half, had 6 in the third quarter alone. She's got 2 more here and a chance at a 3-point play. As Olivia Quinone subs in for the first time, wears 22 in white. As Kalia Toles subs out, not sure for how long, as Daly Alsobrook cashes in on the three-point play. As we approach 6 minutes in the third quarter, it is Oliver who gets into the lane with the right hand. Her layup was no good, an offensive rebound. They tried to kick it back down to her. She still had a foot on the baseline when they did, so it is a turnover for Smith Station, and the inbound comes to Brooke Hallman. We're under 6 to play in the third. Kick to Daly Alsobrook in the corner for Olivia Quinones on the baseline. She lost it. Now she regathers, throws it up, layup, no. Cobb on the board, no. And pulled down by Chantel Barnes. Here come the Panthers with 5:45 to play. Ahead now, knocked away by Brooke Coleman. Goes flying into the scorer's table here near us. And that's the broadcaster's table, if you will. Couldn't get there out of bounds. They'll say it is out on Auburn. It'll be Smith Station basketball. Oliver will inbound to Robinson. She's been active tonight, has 5 in black. She tries to go right on Brooke Hallman. She does. Gets it off the backboard. Can't get it to fall. Out of bounds. Ball stays with Smith Station with 5:31 in this fourth quarter. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. Seems to be some confusion on Smith Station. It appears Erica Robinson went out holding a leg for Smith Station, so I hope she's okay. Off the inbound, a 6-foot jumper on the baseline's no good for Smith Station. And here comes Olivia Quinones in transition and gets it stolen from behind. It was Crabble who picked her pocket with 5:18 to play in the third quarter. Crabble works her way into the painted area. Tough floater, no good. And Braylee Winfrey, it rips it off the rim. Hallman's got it at the point. She'll kick it over to Braylee Winfrey, trying to feed it to Kinone. She cuts through the lane, trying to find her. It's Hallman on the right side. Volleyball line extended. She'll slow it down. We're under five to play. Hallman on the left side. Spin move. Gets it to the baseline. She'll pull up from 18. No good. Long board comes out to the Panthers and pulled down by Serenity Foster. Ball rolls into the half court, or into the back court, rather, I guess. Auburn High will pick it up and into the hands of Daly Alsobrook. And Hallman will reset for the Tigers. Kick to the corner. Quinones lets it fly from 18. No. And pulled down underneath by Shamaya Oliver. She surges ahead. Cut off by Braylee Winfrey. She'll cut baseline now. Tough floater off the top of the rim. No. And Alsobrook tracks down the board. 4:20 to play in the ballgame. Auburn leads 67-39 over Smith Station in the varsity girls game. And Winfrey was fouled up top by Malaya Crowell. Hallman, Winfrey, Alsobrook, Quinones, and Cobb are the five on the floor for Auburn. And some of those starters will take a seat, and Avian Elms will sub in, as will Jada Williams for Braylee Winfrey and Brooke Hallman, whose nights are most likely done. Elms across the blue and white, Auburn High A at the top. She goes around Crabble, gets to the right hand, kicks to Quinones, whose shot was blocked by Chantel Barnes. A little bit of a height disadvantage for Olivia Quinones, who is the shortest player on the team at 5'4". Just had her shot blocked by Chantel Barnes, who sits at 6'1". It is Quinones to inbound right side underneath. She'll find Jordan Cobb, and then has it stolen. Panthers look to run as they get across the timeline, and then stolen by Daly Alsobrook. Ripped it right away from her with 3:55 to play. Alsobrook finds Quinones at the elbow. She'll shoot it from there. No, off the right side of the backboard. This place will go nuts if she knocks it down. Can't do so, and the Panthers are able to clear with 3:40 to play in the ballgame. It's 67-39. Auburn High leads the Panthers of Smith Station in the varsity girls game. Turnaround jumper from 8 feet on the right side. No good by Oliver. And the Tigers are able to pull down the board. How about Nelms in transition? She's fouled on the way up. And so on her way to the free throw line, does two and white.
For the Tigers, number two, Navia
Nelms. It's Quinones, Alsobrook, Nelms, Williams, and Cobb. The five on the floor for Auburn. Looks like some subs are going to come in for Auburn High. First free throw from Anavia is good. As Sophie Arrington subs in, Riley Finger subs in as well. Jordan Cobb sits down. Daly Alsobrook sits down. Starters' days are done. And second free throw no good from Anavia. She goes 1-for-2. Smith Station now poked away from behind. Good effort by Jada Williams, who can't come up with it, but knocks it out of bounds in front of us at the broadcaster's table. So the inbound right here on the sideline in front of us. 3:22 to play in the fourth quarter. Smith Station's got it now off the inbound in their own half court. It is Oliver on the right side. She's guarded heavily by Quinones. She'll find it at the top now. Works into the semicircle on Sophie Arrington. Gets into the lane. Maybe shuffled her feet. Got away with it. Now it's the Panthers at the top. And they'll reset as we approach 3 minutes in this fourth quarter. Auburn leads 68-39 over Smith Station. Oliver's got it on the elbow. Turns around and lays it in with the right hand. Oliver with her first bucket of the second half. She's doubled her points now with four. It's Anavia Nelms who goes flying out of bounds. Saved it from going out of bounds on the baseline, but Quinones couldn't catch up with it. It will be out of bounds on the Tigers. And a sub going to come in. Mackenzie Etheridge will sub in. Anavia Nelms will take a seat. So Quinones, Williams, Etheridge, Finger, and Arrington is the five that Courtney Pridge is going to end the ball game with 2:40 to play. Arrington puts all sorts of pressure on the ball, trying to advance it across half court into the hands of Etheridge, who has a diving effort to save it. Here comes Arrington, gets to the lane. She was fouled, and a chance for two for Sophie Arrington, looking for her first points on the evening.
Two lines for the Tigers. Number five, Sophie.
Again, no points yet for five in blue and white. Eight Tigers have scored so far tonight. She could be the ninth with 2:31 in this fourth quarter. 68-41. Sophie grazes the net. No good. Just one of two sophomores on this roster is Sophie Arrington. Stands at 5'6", does the guard. She's one sophomore. Riley Finger is the other. Both in the ballgame right now. Arrington spins the basketball. Can't get the second one to fall. First one was short. Second one was long. That's okay. 2:28 to play. In the fourth quarter, Auburn leads 68-41 over Smith Station. Arrington puts all sorts of pressure on the basketball on the inbound. And they're going to call Sophie on a reach-in foul about 80 feet from the basket. Just the third foul on Auburn this quarter. 2:22 in the fourth. Smith Station working with four fouls, so Auburn can get some extra free throws in on another foul by the Panthers. They'll inbound on the left base, or on the left sideline, rather. They find Oliver, uses a screen, gets all the way to the hole for two. Smith Station calls a timeout. Timeouts here on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. 68-43, Tigers lead the Panthers of Smith Station with 2:16 to play in the fourth quarter. We're back after 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Tigers lead 68-43 with just over 2 minutes to play in the ballgame as they bring it across the half-court line. Moving right to left as we look at it. Backups in now for the Tigers with a big 68-43 lead. And off the left side is Jada Williams. She'll get all the way to the right hand off the backboard. A wild shot won't go. Mackenzie Etheridge gets her hands on it on the putback attempt. It won't fall. Seemed to be some contact. It was knocked out on Smith Station. It'll stay with Auburn High School. 1:57 in the fourth quarter. Sophie Arrington inbounds to Etheridge, who had her shot blocked but fouled from behind. And 40 in blue and white will have a chance to get on the board for the first time tonight, with two free throws at the free throw line. Etheridge stands at 6 foot tall. One of those many seniors on this roster. First free throw too strong. Shylin Evans is in the ball game to end things out for Auburn High. So the Tigers are going to move just 18-5 overall this season. Second free throw from Etheridge is good. Make that the ninth Tiger to score tonight for head coach Courtney Pritchett, something he's got to be proud of, and we'll get a chance to talk to him coming up at halftime of the varsity boys game. The shot fake and the lay-in is good for Asia Davis. Got Mackenzie Ethers to bite on it as she is able to lay it in. Here come the Tigers now. Little out of control was Jada Williams, knocked to the floor, but a chance for her to get on the scoreboard with two free throws.
Keep the line for two shots.
Tell you what, Jada Williams, she gets the basketball in her hands and she's looking to go. It is one on however many she wants it to be. She gets right to the rack and her first free throw is good for Jada Williams. And one of two JV players, Jada Williams and Olivia Simmons, who are of course active tonight. Williams knocks down the first. How about the second as well? Jada Williams goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. The Tigers have broke 70, make it 71 for Auburn, and a 71-45 lead over Smith Station with 1:25 to play in the fourth quarter. That shot was blocked on the baseline by Sophie Arrington. Tigers look to push with 1:20. Arrington ahead. Williams again goes underhand, gets it blocked, saves it on the baseline, looking for some help. She finds Sophie Arrington, but she gets called on the travel. Just Jada Williams on the baseline. Love the effort and aggression by the backups here for this Auburn High team. Maybe don't play as many minutes as everybody else, but when they get in, they play with the same level of intensity, same level of energy, and same level of passion as any other player on this team, as a layup attempt in transition attempted by Maya Crowell appeared to have a little bit of contact, and they do call the shooting foul. called on Shylin Evans. So that'll send 25 Maya Crotwell to the free throw line. First free throw rattles out. Olivia Quinones will sub out. Olivia Simmons is in for her. Olivia for Olivia. Auburn leads 71-45, 107 to play. Again, we'll have a quick postgame show and get you into the pregame show for the Auburn High boys. 0 for 2 at the line. Here comes Jada Williams. Head down to the basket. Gets around the defender. Leaves a layup short. And if she looked up, she had Olivia Simmons wide open on the opposite block. But as I told you, Jada, what we've seen in this game, she gets the ball and she's going to try and score. Just a lot of aggression out of 21 and White in a good way, of course. As they get it, Sophie Arrington wants a three, almost had it from the corner. It was into the hands now, or is into the hands of Smith Station. Triple teamed across the timeline, finds it into the hands of Carly Head. Works it around the perimeter. We got 45 seconds in the ballgame. Now on the baseline, kicks it into the lane. Nobody home. And here comes Olivia Simmons ahead now for Jada Williams on the left wing. She gets to the right hand, all the way to the basket. Floater is good for Jada Williams. She's got 4 points in the fourth quarter with 27 seconds to play. Tigers are up 73-45. Smith Station's got to get across the timeline. Jada Williams putting all sorts of pressure. Smith Station stuck in the backcourt. And a 10-second call forced by this Auburn High defense. They're fired up are the Tigers, and they should be. 73-45 for Auburn is the lead with 15.8 to play. It'll be Arrington to inbound. Finds it in to Simmons. Tigers can have time for one more shot. It is Simmons all the way to the hole. Layup too strong. McKenzie Etheridge is there on the putback. No. Sophie Arrington is there. Can't get the layup to go. Fights for the rebound with five. Arrington pulls it out with three. She pulls it in with two. Into the lane. Had it stolen. And that's how the ball game will come to an end. 73-45. Auburn wins over Smith Station. The varsity girls get it done here at home. They get their second area win on the season. They move to 18-5 overall, 2-0 in area play. Smith Station will fall to 9-6 overall and 1-1 in area play. We'll talk more about it when we come back. Try to get a player on the broadcast as well and get you ready for the boys game. All that coming up right here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
The Auburn High School Lady Tigers on the hardwood get it done over Smith Station, 73-45 final score. Tigers move to 2-0 in area play. The Panthers fall to 1-1. I'm Jacob Goins with you in a quick post-game show. We're trying to get a player on the broadcast was going to try and snag down Daley Alsobrook. Everybody sprinted into the locker room pretty quickly before I could get over there. So we'll see if we can get her on. If not, oh well, but would love to talk to one of the winning Tigers here on the postgame show. And, man, what a good effort by this Auburn High team. Was it their best performance this season? No, I don't think so. But the first half was so dominant, they were able to, I don't want to say relax in the second half, but didn't have to play their best basketball in that second half. I'll tell you what, though, I have a lot of respect for that Smith Station team. They were down big time at the half in the locker room, and whatever they said, whatever they did, they came out and played really, really good in the final two quarters and gave Auburn, I would say, everything we wanted in the final two frames. It was just a group effort by this Auburn High squad. You had Kalia Tolles, who ended with four. Anavian Elms, we'll just go down the list. Anavian Elms ended with six. Jordan Cobb had 4 points on the night. Daley Alsobrook had five in the first half. She ended up with six in the third quarter. How about another three in the fourth quarter? Give her 14 on the ballgame. Braylee Winfrey, the 12-point third quarter. She ended up with 18 total points to lead all scorers tonight. Brooke Coleman had 16. 13 of those came in the first half. Antoinette Morgan had four. Kinsey Etheridge had one thanks to a made free throw. And Jada Williams off the JV squad who was active for varsity tonight, she had four. So again, Braylee Winfrey with 18, Brooke Coleman with 16, Daley Alsobrook with 14, your three leading scorers for Auburn High School tonight. And the Tigers win 73-45 in the varsity girls game. Now it's time for the varsity boys coming up in just a few minutes. Again, if I can snag Daley Alsobrook, we will. If not, we'll jump right into a pregame show talking about Auburn High School and Smith Station in the varsity boys game, where you've got two teams 0-1 in area play. Game where you've got two teams 0-1 in area play, looking for their first win in this Area 4 matchup here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. That's all coming up right here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.